KXRN News, I'm John Scott. House Speaker Mike Johnson, who faced off with pro-Hamas demonstrators at Columbia University earlier this week, says the growing violence and threats to Jewish students cannot be tolerated. And he adds that Washington may need to send a message to college administrators by hitting them in their pocketbooks.
What Congress can do in addition to calling it out is that we also have the power of the purse. And so with regard to the funding, we're looking at very seriously reducing or eliminating any federal funds at all to campuses who cannot maintain basic safety and security of Jewish students. That's what we're looking at. We're looking at some other things as well.
Johnson, who earlier called for the president of Columbia University to resign, made his comments on the Salem News program This Week on the Hill. Also at SRNNews.com, the Trump criminal trial continues in New York City. The former president spoke during a recess break.
I think yesterday went very well in this courthouse. It should be over. The case is over. You heard what was said, and the case should be over.
The former president has pleaded not guilty to 34 felony counts of falsifying business records. TikTok mounting a legal challenge to a U.S. law that would force the social media platform to break ties with its China-based parent company or face a ban in the U.S.
U.S. media had been reporting that TikTok's Chinese parent company, ByteDance, was exploring options to sell the app without the algorithm that powers it. In response, ByteDance said, "Foreign media reports of ByteDance selling TikTok are not true. This makes a ban of the short video app in the U.S. all but likely."
The BBC's Saranjaya Tiwari says it's estimated TikTok has close to 150 million users in the U.S. The Dow had 202 points. The NASDAQ Composite Index up 319. This is SRN News. A satanic invocation sparks controversy in Michigan.
It's not often that chants of "We love Satan" ring out at a government meeting, but that's what happened at a recent session of the Ottawa County Board of Supervisors. A member of the local satanic temple was allowed to deliver the invocation, during which he uttered the words, "Hail Satan." This prompted some protesters gathered in the lobby of the building to chant, "We love Jesus," prompting others to shout, "We love Satan." Michael Harrington, SRN News.
West Virginia Attorney General Patrick Morrissey says the state will ask the U.S. Supreme Court to weigh in on an appeals court ruling that allowed a boy to compete on a girl's middle school team. A fourth U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals panel ruled West Virginia's transgender ban violates the rights of the boy under Title IX. That's the landmark federal civil rights law designed to protect female athletics. This is SRN News. U.S. births fell last year, resuming a long national slide.
A little under 3.6 million babies were born in 2023. That's according to provisional statistics released by the CDC. That's about 76,000 fewer than the year before. Nicholas Mark is a University of Wisconsin researcher who studies how social policy and other factors influence health and fertility.
The level of fertility that we're seeing is not super low. It's very similar to European countries. This is not like something to be alarmed about it at all.
The provisional numbers released by the CDC are based on more than 99.9% of the birth certificates filed last year. I'm Shelley Adler.
Round two of the NFL draft in Detroit tonight. Southern Cal quarterback Caleb Williams, as expected, was the number one pick last night going to the Chicago Bears. More details at SRNNews.com. I'm John Scott.